In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're continuing a study of the preaching of Amos, that prophet from Judah that was sent to reprove Israel to the north. And the reason he's approving them, this nation had grown rich and prosperous, but in their richness and in their prosperity, they had forgotten God. And when you forget God, you forget about your fellow man. And so the rich were oppressing the poor. God wasn't going to stand for that. And Amos was sent to warn them. We'll be looking at Amos chapter 5 in just a moment. And following a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam had prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 6th, 1927. But first I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you Amos chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. For as much therefore as ye trample upon the poor, and take exactions from him of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink the wine thereof. For I know how manifold are your transgressions, and how mighty are your sins, ye that afflict the just, that take a bribe, and that turn aside the needy and the gate from their right. Therefore he that is prudent shall keep silence in such a time, for it is an evil time. Elam's notes. Amos charged Israel again and again with oppressing the poor and with oppressing them in different ways. We read in Proverbs 14:31, he that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that hath mercy on the needy honoreth him. Any oppression of the poor today is likewise a reproach to God and will not go unpunished. Any government which allows the rich to oppress the poor stands in its own light, our way of prosperity and progress, the kingdom of Israel. Oppress the poor by exorbitant taxation, which was an ad valorem tax on personal property and growing crops, and the poor man was trampled upon by taking extractions of him of wheat before he was allowed to cut and thresh it. Many expressions in this prophecy show the wealth and the riches of the luxuriant style in which they lived. They had built houses of hewn stone, winter houses, summer houses, houses of ivory, great houses. They had beds of ivory and silken cushions, and reveled in voluptuous music. They'd planted pleasant vineyards, and men and women drank wine in bowls and adorned themselves with chief oils. They said unto their lords, bring me drink, Amos 4 and verse 1. They did this by oppression and at the expense of the poor. Fasting, drunkenness, licentiousness, and debauchery, high living, necessarily leads to exorbitant taxation and the oppression of the poor. Such in any government will lead to the same results today as such in any family leads to poverty and perdition. For these sins, God said Israel should not be permitted to dwell long in these fine houses or drink the wine of these pleasant vineyards. He said, I know how manifest are your transgressions and how mighty are your sins. God knows we may hide them. We may deny them, but God knows they afflict the just, took bribes, and turned aside the needy from his righteous judgment in the gate. In the gate they held court, For when a decision was justly rendered in favor of the needy, it was wrested by bribes, and the righteous were sold for silver, Amos 2 and verse 6. God knew all this. He was not deceived, and he would not let it pass unpunished. The wicked yet say, how doth God know, and is there any knowledge with the Most High? Proverbs 73:11. And so therefore he that is prudent shall keep silence. Because the people were so bent on sin that protest and warning would do no good. Hosea reproved the same people for those same sins. Listen to these words from the prophet Hosea in Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Hear the word of Jehovah, ye children of Israel. For Jehovah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there's no truth, nor goodness, nor knowledge of God in the land. There's naught but swearing, and breaking faith, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery. They break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall anguish, with the beasts of the field, and with the birds of the heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, neither let any man reprove, for thy people are as they that strive with priests, and thou shalt stumble in the day, and the prophet also shall stumble with thee in the night. And I'll destroy thy mother. With those people living in that wicked condition, Amos exhorted them to repentance. Amos chapter 5, 14 and 15, he said, seek good and not evil, that ye may live. So Jehovah, the God of hosts, will be with you, as ye say. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. He exhorts them to repent by saying those words. If they would repent and put away the evil and do good, God would indeed be with them. This is the only way to repent. You've got to hate the evil and love the good and establish justice in the gate. To repent is to hate evil and love the truth and justice. If Israel would do this and establish indeed a court of justice, God would be gracious to them yet. This is a solemn warning from God against all injustice in any court. Sensuality and high living, revelry and debauchery in any life, in any family, in any nation. Without justice and mercy, temperance and righteousness, no offering is acceptable to God. Now we read in Amos 5, 21 through 24. I despise your feast. I will take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Yea, though ye offer me your burnt offerings and meal offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take away from me the noise of thy songs. I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let justice roll down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Why did God not accept these feasts and various offerings? Because, he said, I desire goodness and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings, Hosea 6 and verse 6. Jesus quotes this and says, but go ye, learn what this meaneth. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And he adds, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance, Matthew 9, 13 and Matthew 12 and verse 7. With all the great sins enumerated among the children of Israel, their feasts, offerings, and all other worship of God were an abomination in his sight. So today, all worship that is not in spirit and in truth is rejected by the Lord. God requires justice and righteousness. Justice at all times to all men, and righteousness in all things between man and man. How beautiful the expression. Let justice roll down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. How greatly does the world and many who claim to be Christians need to show justice and practice righteousness today? In the language of our Savior, we say, go and learn what these things mean and practice them. Now that brought that Sunday school lesson to a close. But there's two little poems at the end of this lesson. They're simply said selected, so I'm not sure who wrote them. Let me read the first one to you. The builder lifted up his gray head, good friend, in the path I have come, he said. There followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way, this chasm that has been as naught to me. To that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. My friend, I'm building this bridge for him. The other piece of poetry is called To Be Rightly Used. Not to be whiled away in aimless dreams, but to improve ourselves and serve mankind. Life and its choicest faculties were given. Man should ever be ever better than he seems, and shape his acts and discipline his mind to walk adoring earth with hope of heaven. Now on the opening page, we come to the next Sunday school lesson. It was prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 13th, 1927. And now we're going to be studying the prophet Hosea and his preaching. The title of this lesson is, Hosea Preaches God's Love. There's two texts, Hosea 11, verses 1 through 11, and Hosea chapter 14, verses 4 through 8. I'll read them to you now. Hosea 11, 1 through 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and called my son out of Egypt. The more the prophets called them, the more they went from them. They sacrificed to the Balaam and burned incense to graven images. Yet I taught Ephraim to walk. I took him on my arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that lifted up the yoke in their jaws, and I laid food before them. They shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be their king, because they refuse to return to me. And the sword shall fall upon their cities, and shall consume their bars, and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent on backsliding from me. Though they call them to him that is on high, none at all will exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I cast thee off, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboam? My heart is turned within me. My compassions are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee. And I will not come in wrath. They shall walk after Jehovah, who will roar like a lion, for he will roar, and his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will make them dwell in their houses, saith Jehovah. And then Hosea chapter 14, 4 through 8, I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall blossom as the lily, and cast forth his roots in Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree and the smell of Lebanon.